your marriage has lasted way too long. You used to ask me what I saw in country western songs, but now you understand about the nights dragging on and how the bars are better than drinking alone. Broken glass in the dark parking lot, catching the glint of the light. Stars in the gravel, you tell yourself if you squint at it just right. Inside you can be alone in a crowd. Out here you can see the stars on the ground.
That's the sound of Riley Woodford, and you're listening to Juno Afternoon, made possible in part by Hanson Gress, delivering IT support to local businesses for more than 15 years. I'm your host today, Shelley Delaney, and I got a full house in the studio, all here to talk about Gold Street music. So Mike Truax, Debbie Johnson, Jim Hale, and Kristen Price. Hi, everybody.
Hi.
Thanks so much for being here today. You guys have a concert coming up, but before we talk about that, let's do some introductions. Jim and Kristen, you want to start by introducing yourselves?
Okay, well, we are the Distractions. So I'm Kristen Price, and this is my friend Jim, and we've been doing music for less than a year.
Less than a year.
But, go way back.
Yeah.
Jim, how about you?
Yeah, that's it. We've been playing together for about 6 months, I think, since I think we started in the summer. And it's we started out as Price Negotiable, and now we're the Distractions, and we've played a couple small gigs, but this will be our largest so far. And we do all originals.
Yeah, and we're going to get to hear some of those today. You're all here today to talk about Gold Street music, so I'm going to turn to Debbie now and ask her to tell us a little bit about what that is.
Gold Street music is a gathering of different musicians the first Saturday of each month, and it runs from the fall through March prior to Folk Fest. It's sort of like a mini Folk Fest setup where you have all different kinds of musicians, all different kinds of music that are have an opportunity to play sort of in the Folk Fest format.
The next concert is Saturday, February 1st. That's the Saturday, isn't it?
Yes.
7:30 p.m. at the Resurrection Lutheran Church down in the flats there, 10th Street and Glacier Avenue. And it's quite a good billing this Saturday night. The Distractions, of course, are going to pack the house. And who else is going to be on the program?
Well, first we have Kristen and Jim. And then after that is Riley Woodford. He's a longtime singer-songwriter here in Juneau, and I believe he's going to sing pretty much by himself, just him and his guitar. And then Annie Bartholomew is singing after him. She's said that her music is sort of a combination of acoustic country, folk, and blues, and basically she does, or at least this time she's going to do a bunch of covers. And then the final act that we have are called the Night Witches, and it's a group of women, and they have a stand-up bass player, Ariel Svetlik, and then Katie Henry, Rasha McChesney, and Annie Bartholomew sing and play instruments as well, guitar and yeah, Katie also plays banjo.
I know a little bit about them, and I believe this is an iteration of the Sandwiches.
Yes. Yeah, it's sort of a breakoff group. And there's sort of an interesting story behind Night Witches. Apparently, they took the name because one of the people, I think it was Sasha, had heard about a Russian group of women aviators during World War I who flew missions at night in really decrepit airplanes. And as they got close to where they were supposed to be putting down bombs, they cut the engines on their planes. And they were not really given much attention by the Russian government and were pretty much forgotten, but had an important part to play in the war.
They sound like very brave ladies.
Yeah.
All right. Well, now let's talk to the Distractions. Kristen Price, Jim Hale, you two will be performing. Tell me a little bit about your act.
It's very eclectic. We've got jazzy stuff. We've got some stuff that rocks a little. We've got some folky stuff. And, it's a very eclectic mix of stuff, songs.
Yeah. And so.
And Kristen plays upright bass and sings.
Right.
And I play guitar and sing.
Sing? Question mark. Sing,
as it were.
And you've been playing together for about a year. Would you play a little something for us now as a preview to your show?
Sure. This is a real country-ish kind of number. It's I imagine Hank Williams was standing over my shoulder watching me steal his riffs. This is Call Me Baby. Oh, I got to tune up.
To tell you how it makes me feel when you call me baby. I've never heard a word that sounded so real as when you call me baby.
I know there are times when I'm hard to be found, but when you call me baby, I feel the man in me rise to the sound of your calling me baby.
I have had love affairs, but I'm tired of those games.
I've had women call me lots of other names, but when you
come to me so tenderly and whisper in my ear, you call me baby. Now I want to spend all the rest of my years hearing you call.
Nicely done, nicely done. That's a cute little number. I like that very much. All right. So you guys have all original songs, right?
We do.
And you'll be playing all original songs?
Yeah. Yes. So original. Jim writes them, and they're just like, oh, my gosh, why would we do a cover? Because we have all these really amazing songs.
So you're the songwriter.
Well, I come to Kristen with a melody and lyrics, and it's like a recipe. And it's in really trying to sing the song and perform it that it becomes a song. And it's really a collaborative effort. Kristen will say, well, I don't like those lyrics. Let's change that. Or let's change the melody or something. So it's really kind of a collaboration.
A lot of bouncing things off each other.
An intercourse, if you will, between two different sensibilities. And I remind my wife that that's a metaphor. but so really it is, and there are some songs I'll come with some songs and Kristen will say, I'm not going to sing that.
we've been having an argument about this one song in particular, and I think I'm almost there. I'm almost going to sing it because he changed it so much.
There are a couple that are kind of raunchy though.
Well, it sounds like there's a good rapport between the two of you and that you have a good collaborative process for coming up with the right, final version of your song. That one that you just played, it was called Call Me Baby?
Call Me Baby.
Yeah. Was there any more to the story behind that one that you wanted to mention?
No. I mean, I think all my songs are lies. I don't sing deep truths. I make up stories and I try to make up stories that people will connect with, right? So they're fictions, mm-hmm. right? So,
yeah. Who needs the?
And they're little pieces of me that end up there. But.
Well, would you like to play us another song, please?
We would love to.
All this right.
Let me tune up again.
Mm-hmm.
This is You Don't Have What It Takes to Love Me.
You don't have what it takes to love me. You might have money, you might have looks, you might have everything that it once took, but now I've changed. Make no mistake, I don't care how good you look or how much you make. You don't have what it takes to love me. You don't have what it takes. Talent, you might have skill, you've got guns for hunting things that you want to kill, you've got sights to zero in on what you see, but don't bother setting your sights on me. You don't have what it takes to love me. You're not up to the task, and you'll never understand if you have to ask. Yeah, you're tough, you got lots of stuff, and you got brains, but you ain't got brains. You're tough, you got lots of stuff, and you got brains, but you ain't got brains enough to know what it takes to love me. You don't have what it takes.
Well done, you two. The talented Kristen Price and Jim Hale, also known as The Distractions. You can see these two play live at Gold Street Music with the upright bass as well. And that is this Saturday, February 1st, 7:30 at Resurrection Lutheran Church. Thank you so much, Jim and Kristen and Debbie and the curiously quiet Mike over in the corner.
You're welcome, Shelley. Thank you very much.
I love the songs, and I hope you guys have a great show this weekend.
Thank you.
Thanks.